Previously on It's 2 a.m.
Oh my god, we're in hell!
We now join our program currently in progress.
So how long is it supposed to take? We're just gonna just keep walking until we die, I guess? Is that what hell is? We just walk until we die?
I feel like it's our personal hell, because we don't like to walk, and I don't know, those directions we got were extremely complicated. And neither of us wrote them down, so...
Well, I didn't bring a pen. I didn't have a chance to grab one before I was sucked into the ground.
That's true. Me neither. Usually, you know, we can pack a nice little suitcase, but, this time we were summoned.
Yeah.
Very abruptly.
Yeah, so I guess while we're walking on our journey to the boss's office, I guess we can just talk about stuff.
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That's my favorite novel. Is it a novel? Is it a novel? I don't even know.
We've definitely both read it. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Isn't it famous? I don't know.
I thought about TV shows, and I thought about Land of the Lost, which is not the same thing.
definitely not the same thing.
But, I mean, we're in hell, so we might as well just talk about the supernatural. I've been seeing a lot of weird shit down here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God, yeah, every time we're down here, it's quite the time.
It's pretty much just, like, a week, like... I'm thinking of, like, the Wheel of Fortune, and then you just spin the wheel, and they're like, what nightmarish thing will you see today?
a priest with no eyes.
A donkey with a baby's head. And spiders.
Hey, don't talk about Dave in accounting like that, okay? He's a nice guy.
I just don't like his spider legs.
Yeah, I mean, God, he doesn't either. He struggles. Yeah, I mean, before we started recording, I think we were talking about chakras and spirit guides.
Yeah, true. And I think that...
Right?
Yes, we were. We were indeed talking about those things. I find them to be...
Where are we now?
I mean, I don't know how I feel about spiritual guides per se. Like, I feel like they're probably a thing. Who knows? I can only see on this plane of existence. There may be on a different plane, an astral plane.
I mean, would you even consider that, like, the supernatural, though? I'm using air quotes for everyone at home.
Well, I guess this... Well, the supernatural, by definition, is anything that's not natural, per se.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or extraordinarily out of the normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I would consider them that. Because, I mean, they're not exactly ghosts, but I feel like they're on the same, like, level.
True. I mean, I've heard many different takes on spirit guides, I guess. There's spirit animals from Native American folklore. There's kind of in the same vein as, like, a familiar in, like, witch lore, right? They're kind of in the same...
ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give or take, yeah. I would agree.
And I don't know how much I quote-unquote believe in them, but I feel like, and I'll just say this to, like, go into the rest of our conversation, I am somebody who, like, if you were like, hey, do you believe in this? I'd be like, well, I can't prove it's not real. So that's pretty much where I'm coming from with all of it. And that's how I feel about spirit guides, too. I feel like if I went to a healer or, like, whatever, and they were like, oh, your spirit guide is a floating baby named
Gilbert.
Shamandra, I'd be like, yes, great, thank you.
How do you feel about ghosts then?
I 1000% believe in ghosts.
I do too. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Ghosts, I've never had contact with a ghost per se, but I mm-hmm. believe that they exist.
I'm trying to think if I have quote unquote had contact. I don't think that I have, but when I was younger, I really did believe in all this, which I still do, but like on a more adult level. I feel like when I was younger, I thought that I could like read energies. Like I thought that I could like, I just remember this one time. This is a true story. I remember this one time. I told my dad that I could feel bad energy and bad spirits. And he was like, oh, is there one, like, that you're speaking of specifically? And I was like, yes, there's a light bulb in my closet. And it's dead, but sometimes it flickers. And I think it's a bad spirit. And he was like, okay. And we took the light bulb outside and we smashed it. And I was like, great. And I like vividly have this memory. And my dad was very supportive. He was just like, yeah, okay, let's do that. Do you feel a spirit? Here, let's go smash it.
Let's go bust that ghost.
It was like Ghostbusters for a second. But yeah, I definitely, I mean, like, I think there's like, I believe in ghosts. I don't believe that like ghosts are just like floating around trying to talk to us, knocking our glasses off the counter. Like, I believe in them as like energies.
Yeah, because I believe in ghosts because, you know, Newton's law of relativity or something like that? Is like, energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred? Or something like
that? I think that's Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, you remember Full Metal Alchemist, the great philosopher?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think you're right.
But, yeah, that's why I believe in ghosts, because I believe that, like, when you die, it's, like, the energy that was you. It's, like, where does it go? It doesn't just, like, disappear. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's kind of where, like, reincarnation. I was about to say recreation. I'm like, that's not the word. Reincarnation came from, with, like, the whole, like,
yes,
you die, and then it's, like, you're reborn into something else. But I don't know. I think it may be a little bit more like, have you seen those articles that say, like, because of quantum theory, they think, like, when you die, you just slip into a parallel universe?
Yes, I have seen that, or, so, like, similar things. And I don't... See, again, like, I'm like, well, you can't prove it's not true. But, like, when you start to get into, like, parallel universes and that, you're speaking so hypothetically, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think, like, for me, supernatural is more, like, this sounds so dumb, but it's grounded. It's, like, what I can feel and what I can sense here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And do I believe that there are things here on Earth that are beyond our reach and beyond our, like, perception? Yes, absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I also kind of think that you might die and slip into a parallel universe, which is also terrible because the thought of just living forever is very, very stressful.
It is. I mean, would you slip into a parallel universe and then still be you? So, like, if you die at 97, you're still some old-ass man just bopping around in another universe? Like,
forever.
That would be horrible, yeah.
You just continuously die and become that 97-year-old man.
Yeah, like, I don't know that I would like that.
I wouldn't like that. I think it's a little combination of both. It's, like, kind of reincarnation, but it's also, like, quantum theory. So it's like you're reborn, but in a parallel universe as something else. Or as someone else. I wouldn't say that you, like, become a different, like, species. Unless you become an alien. Which would be kind of fun.
Like, imagine... Our greatest aliens theory.
Like, imagine, like, going... Going to a psychic and they're like, oh, I'm gonna get you in touch with your past lives. And you're just like, I used to be an alien.
Oh, God.
You know what? Yeah. Wow. That's probably where Scientology came from. That whole L. Ron Hubbard BS. Is that L. Ron Hubbard?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like he just cooked that shit up, honestly.
Probably. I don't know. Weirdly enough, I have some L. Ron Hubbard books in my basement. I don't know why we have them, but they're in the basement.
Ooh, you might want to check in on that.
Well, no one in my family is a Scientologist. Like, try being a black Scientologist. That's not gonna happen.
Very true. Very true.
So, do you know what's really funny? Is yeah. I actually went to a church of Scientology. Like, the Church of Scientology that's in, like, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's D.C. But it was, it's somewhere on the Red Line. But me and a friend of mine went there once, just, you know, just for shits and giggles. Because I walked by the sign, I remember we were walking by the sign and I was just like, why does the S in the Scientology thing look like a dollar sign? And and then she was just like, let's go inside and then see what happens. So we went inside and then we were, like, talking to them. And they, like, I don't know, I feel like she was way more into talking to them than I was, but she was, like, really getting into depth conversation with them, I guess, about Scientology, because they were trying to give, they were like, oh yeah, we're gonna give you, like, a Thetan test or whatever, and then she,
oh no,
and then she was like, oh yeah, okay, and then the guy, like, I guess left to go get the equipment, and then she, like, came by me and was just like, we have to get the fuck out of here!
Oh my god, that's so scary.
I know, right? They're just like, hey, you want to take a test?
That's so scary. I mean, talk about your worst nightmares. Talk about your own personal hell. It's just like, you want to take a test?
You want to take the SATs?
Thank you.
That would be my personal hell. It would be a Stairmaster while I'm taking the SATs and also, like, really bad drunk white girls sing covers over the stereo. Actually, I know specifically what song. It would be Africa by Toto, uh-huh. because I did hear that once. We were at like Hard Times, and we didn't know it was karaoke night, and this girl was singing Toto by Africa, Africa by Toto, and I was like, it was so bad. She was not on key at all. She could not find the note. She was a blind man in the desert looking for his glasses.
In the desert?
I don't know. I wanted to make it more vivid.
That's not a good karaoke song.
Yeah, I was gonna say experience that anyone wants to have.
No, well, not either.
But they did kick her out, her and her friends, right after that song, which was great. I was like, thank you.
For singing?
It might have been that, but they were also, like, belligerently drunk.
Yeah, well. They were like, this was the last straw.
So, ghosts. Welcome to It's 2 a.m. Unsolved.
We are really just trying to do that unsolved crossover episode.
Really? We should message them and be like, hey, do you guys want to do a crossover?
Hey, we're this, like, little podcast.
Do you guys, like, we love you. Do you want to do, like, a crossover?
We're independent artists. And then they show up and I just murder Shane.
Well, and then we'll have an actual ghost.
Yay! And then we investigate the ghost of Shane.
And he just goes, he speaks into the spirit box, I was murdered.
Oh my god. That would be amazing. Anyway.
Have you, well, outside of that closet experience with ghosts, have you had any other, like, ones, like, as an adult?
No, I just feel like I'm, like, my anxiety tells me that there's ghosts all the time. There probably isn't, but no, I mean, I haven't had, like, an actual mole. Didn't you get a Ouija board a while ago? We never used it, remember?
Oh, true. Yeah, I did get one. I tried using it multiple times in other, like, in different locations to see if it was, like, haunted or whatever. And yeah. I never got anything, and I was very disappointed. Which is funny, because I didn't know what I wanted. I'm like, do I want ghosts, or do I not want ghosts?
Right, exactly.
I'm constantly in that, like, conundrum. It's like, do I want ghosts to appear so that I can be like, oh my god, ghosts? Or do I not want to fuck with ghosts?
I think that's every ghost hunter's conundrum.
Is it? They all seem like white dudes who have nothing to live for.
Well, that's probably true, actually. My favorite has to be Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of that show.
Ghost Adventures is an amazing show. I think it's what, like, really got me into, like, I don't know, this, like, idea of the supernatural, you know, like, investigation of the supernatural. Because it's literally these, like you said, white dudes with nothing to live for. And they're these three, like, bros. And they just, like, go around. And every time they make, like, contact or whatever, they're like, oh, fuck! Oh, dude, fuck! Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that, dude? And it's literally just that for, like, an hour. It's that.
It's like, no, I didn't hear anything. I heard a can drop, and then I heard you say, oh, dude, fuck! For, like, 15 minutes.
Yep.
This audio is for shit. We can't use it.
Oh, God. That's pretty much it. It's also the show where they have, like, a similar thing to the spirit box where they, like, quote-unquote, communicate with ghosts. And, like, the device will be like, and Zach is just like, I think it said, I'm going to kill your family. So funny. Anyway, go watch Ghost Adventures, everyone.
Everyone just go watch a couple episodes of that. And then switch over to BuzzFeed Unsolved. Subscribe to Bun.
Oh my god. No, I'm not going to start cross-promoting.
I mean, I will if they give me money.
Unless BuzzFeed fucking pays me.
I don't know how, like... It's interesting because I've definitely gone to, what are the abandoned places trying to, like, look for ghosts, I guess, before, but, or at least to, well, I went there primarily to explore the abandoned location, but I also kind of went partially for ghosts,
which, I also kind of, like, wanted to find ghosts,
But, you know, it never happens, and I'm always a little bit disappointed.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of BuzzFeed Unsolved, I do completely agree / understand when Ryan always talks about, like fans will be, like, talking about how he, like, never really makes contact, or there's, like, not a lot of, like, quote-unquote evidence that they capture, and what he always says is, like, well, we're only in these places for, like, a limited period of time, like, we're only there for a few hours. And to really make contact, you know, like, stories of people living in houses where stuff happens all the time, like, they're living there. So they're going to, like, experience when it happens, when the spirits are making themselves known. But, like, if you're just there for, like, a few hours, you know, it's probably not going to be likely that you're going to make contact. So...
Yeah, because I was thinking about the last episode that they did for BuzzFeed Unsolved Supernatural, where they investigated, like, was it their producer or just like one of the girls they worked with's house, who she said it was like haunted?
Yeah, it was a BuzzFeed producer.
But it was very, like, the shit that she was saying was happening in her house. I'm like, okay, I could buy that your house is probably haunted, because it also, because she lived in California, and I'm like, you know, yeah, haunted houses in California just look like normal houses. They're not, like, anywhere else where it's like, oh, it's a haunted house, and it looks like, you know, it's been abandoned for 30 years.
Yeah, it's a Victorian.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas in California, it's always like a mid-century modern.
A Santa Fe-style home.
A bungalow.
But that does make me think about that one episode where they were talking about that one house that was it was technically owned, but no one lived in it because, like, it was super haunted. Or they said it was super haunted.
Yeah. Would you live in a haunted house?
Don't we all live in haunted houses?
Aren't we all inhabiting?
I mean, technically, anywhere you go is theoretically haunted because, you know, ghosts are everywhere. They die wherever. People die all over the place.
But they don't always leave their spirits behind.
That is true. Okay, see, my thing with ghosts is I feel like there's definitely ghosts who just wander around.
Yes.
Like, what was that show? Being Human. Like, how they treated ghosts. I think that that's probably more like what ghosts are. It's like, some of them are tethered to where they died because of whatever reason, and then others are, well, they're usually tethered to their place of death because of something gruesome or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other spirits are just, like, wandering. They just, like, go wherever the fuck they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I'm gonna go walk on the street or whatever.
I'm gonna walk on the street.
I'm gonna go jaywalking because I never could in life.
Oh, that's so funny. The first thing you do when you die is just jaywalk.
I was gonna say commit crime.
You know what was a good show for that concept was Dead Like Me.
Oh, true. I love Dead Like Me.
Yeah. Although I think in that they had to become reapers, right?
I think the way that it worked was like, it was like a
rotationally.
Yeah, but it was like a rotational thing. So it's like when a reaper was going to, like, cross over or retire, the last soul that they collected becomes the new reaper.
Right.
And for some reason they work for, like, a certain amount of time. It was a fixed amount of time. I don't remember what it was, but...
Right.
They have to work for a certain amount of time, and then they get to cross over. Which, you know, also, not ideal. I don't want to have to fucking work after I'm dead. What kind of bullshit is that? This is like, oh great, now I'm still stuck in capitalism.
Oh god, I mean, probably.
The bourgeoisie. I love that pose.
The bourgeoisie. Yeah, what was it, like ghost gaffer?
Yeah.
You can buy ghost clothes at the ghost gap.
I need a turtleneck.
What was I gonna say? I always liked, obviously I like The Leash, but we all know this. But I also really liked the way that they, if you like really like broke down the way that the afterlife worked in Bleach, it was actually very cool the way that they, there was just like, when you died, you fucking just went to the slums. Like, you were just a spirit, and, like, there were just all these spirits that were just, like, hanging out together. And then if you had enough spirit energy or whatever, or you were, like, special somehow, or you, I don't know, you went to special spirit school, then you could, like, become a reaper, essentially.
Why haven't they done, like, a spinoff of Bleach where it's, like, Spirit Academy?
Oh my god, like, Like Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Yeah. Bleach GX.
Bleach GX? I would watch that.
I'm emailing him right now. I've got some notes.
Just give us the rights. We'll write it.
The email will start, first off, fuck you for not putting Bleach, for not putting Ichigo and Rukia together.
I'll be like, first of all, I have a few things to say, and then it's like a 40-page essay. And then I'm like, also, I have a great new spin-off idea. Oh, God. Yes, but I kind of liked their idea of, like, how when you die and your spirit got crossed over,
you go to the ghetto.
I mean, essentially, like, you just...
Also, what kind of bullshit is that? Imagine being a black person who died in the ghetto in, like, some ridiculous event. Like, maybe a shootout, you're a bystander or something, and you die and you go to the fucking ghetto. You're like, can I not get a win? Can I not?
I mean, I didn't mean to say it was like the ghetto. I think it's just more like, you just go to this place where, like, all these spirits are just hanging out. Like, you don't... I don't know, because I just remember when they, like...
Well, you didn't call it the ghetto. I called it the ghetto. Because that's what it looked like.
So.
It looked poor. They looked poor, and that's what they looked like to me.
They did. I just remember when they, like, went to go find Rukia, and they had to, like, cross over this one part first. They were, like... They talked to that one spirit that we had helped out before in, like, a previous plot. And it was a girl, it was a little girl or something. And she was like, oh, yeah, I still, like, haven't found my family or whatever. So I was like, that's so fucking sad.
Sorry, ghost bitch, you gotta be an orphan.
Like...
Do they grow up? Or is she just a kid for fucking ever?
But, like, it's a cool take instead of, like, the whole, like... very Christian ideal of, like, when you die, you go to heaven, and now Grandpa Charlie is with Grandma Susan. Like,
it's like, nope, that's bullshit. Grandpa's probably in hell. Grandma's in Boca in heaven.
Anyway, I just thought it was a hot take from
a fresh hot take. I've always liked the afterlife in Beetlejuice. I thought that seemed a little bit more, I don't know. For some reason, I wanted to say realistic to me. I mean, it kind of felt realistic.
Well, it's funny that you say that now. I'm thinking, I feel like it's like a cultural thing. Like, to us, as Americans, as Westerners, the Beetlejuice afterlife, I think, would feel really realistic of, like, you know, it's like going to the fucking DMV.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, to, like, Japanese or, like, Eastern culture, it would be like, oh, no, you just go to this place where you just, like, hang out. And there's just, you know, like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't really have a...
We'll just compromise, and the afterlife is actually just a mall.
That's also very Western.
They have malls other places. No, people like to shop. God.
You know what I mean.
Shopping is universal.
We live in a capitalist society.
I didn't say you had to pay. It's just a mall.
Oh, you just hang out and you window shop. You don't actually shop for anything.
No, you can shop. It's just, like, free. Because you're fucking dead. Who cares about money? And then you go hang out with your friends at the food court. Like it's the 80s.
So,
do you want an orange Julius? An orange Boolius?
So when you die, you just end up in an 80s music video is what you're saying.
Yeah, you end up in an AHA music video.
Alright, okay.
Oh, actually, it's probably more like a Cyndi Lauper music video.
Yes, yeah. Oh, God.
Are you just thinking about that? You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, I don't want these. yeah.
I think that... I also feel like the ghosts in Supernatural, the show.
Uh-huh.
I feel were...
the show.
I have to differentiate. I feel like the ghosts in that were also pretty interesting. Like, I like some of the stuff that they do with ghosts on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the thing with, like, salt is really... Well, that's actually very factual, because salt is supposed to, like, ward off evil spirits.
That's, yeah, demons, right?
Well, demons, ghosts, it's good for a lot of things. It's pretty much like a... It's, I guess like a Swiss Army knife. I was trying to think of another analogy.
It's like a Pangea? Is that what they call it? Like a... Not Pangea.
Like, Pangea was the Earth. The landmass that the Earth apparently was.
It's a Pangea, okay, guys?
Not a palindrome, right?
Oh my god, I don't remember what I was gonna say. but, no, it's like a good, like, catch-all for, like, warding off spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that the, I think the stereotype is, like, oh, it's for demons. I think, like, we see a lot of that in popular culture and media, that it's for demons. But I've in my research on, like, Wicca and stuff, and, like, modern witchcraft, salt is used a lot as just, like, okay, just have a bowl of salt in this spell. Just, like, that's just one of your things. You gotta have it. It's salt.
Yeah, because salt is supposed to be, like, a purifier, right?
Yes, I think that's it. I think you're right.
Yeah. Speaking of demons, how do you feel? Yeah. What is your take on demons?
Speaking of demons.
I mean, we are in hell. We might as well talk about them while we're here. Behind their backs.
That's true.
I'm talking to you, Cheryl.
Walks right by a demon. Yeah, I don't think they exist. No, yeah, demons, I mean, look, if ghosts are real, then don't demons have to be real? You know?
Yeah.
I haven't read up much on demon lore, to be honest with you.
Well, a lot of demon lore is very, like, Judeo-Christian.
Yes, okay, thank you. That's, like, exactly what I was about to say. It's, like, I think that so much of it is based in Christianity. And...
Which I actually have read a lot of Christian mythology, which is what I call it. Because it definitely is.
I mean...
Mythology is nothing but a dead religion. That is all it is.
Yeah.
Greek mythology? It was their religion before they died.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love if demons were just, like, hiding among us as people, but they were just, like... They weren't really, like, necessarily evil, but they were just, like, super chaotic. And their only mission is to just create chaos, and...
I'd buy that.
Yeah. You know, like, they weren't, like... Or, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's, like, a hierarchy. Maybe, like, some are, like, really evil, and then others are just, like, I'm just, like... doing meth.
I'm just doing my best, doing a little meth. Creating a little chaos. Well, into my stint into Christian mythology, the whole thing about demons is there definitely is a hierarchies for demons. So, you know, there's the devil, he's at the top.
The devil. Mm-hmm.
Which I'll get to that in a minute. So there's the devil, he's at the top, and then there's, like, his, basically, like, his version of archangels, but I forget what they're called.
Yep.
We'll just say archdemons.
Yep.
His archdemons, and then there's, like, marquise demons and shit, and then there's, like, princes of hell and whatnot, and it, like, kind of goes like that. I might have switched those around a little bit, but, you know, you get the gist.
Okay, so there is a hierarchy.
Yeah. But yeah. The interesting thing about the devil is, you know, like, they have, like, all these different names for the devil, where they're like Beelzebub, Satan, and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So, as we all know, Satan's real name is Lucifer.
Sure.
And Satan actually isn't Lucifer. That Satan is short for another angel who fell from heaven, whose name is Sataniel.
Okay.
Who's a completely different dude.
Okay.
Beelzebub, also another angel that fell from heaven, completely different.
So we just all mixed them up.
Oh yeah, like basically. I mean, I don't want to say anything about Christians, but you know, they just kind of like clump a lot of stuff together sometimes.
I will. I have no issue with that.
Well, you went to Catholic school, so.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, they just kind of like clump a lot of stuff together because they don't have like a full understanding. The only ones who really do are like priests and shit because they go to college for like religion.
True.
Which I didn't even know was a thing. I didn't know you had to go to school for religion to become like a priest or something.
Oh, absolutely. You can get your doctorate in religion, in theology.
See, I thought it was just like how you get like a how you get an become an ordained minister. You just go online and take like a and all you do is just type in your name and they're like, "You're ordained."
You just swear on the Bible and they're like, you want to be a priest? You're like, yeah. They're like, you're going to do all the stuff? You're like, yeah.
You're going to do all the stuff. What does the stuff entail?
You know, like, go to church and, like, talk and, like, do the right thing.
Do the right thing by Spike Lee.
By Spike Lee.
You're going to watch Do the Right Thing every day by Spike Lee.
That's how you become a priest. No, one of my teachers in high school was a doctor of theology, so.
Wow. You learned something.
He was not a priest.
Well, you learn something new every day. I guess he didn't want to become a priest because he was just like, I'm just really into the booze.
Yeah, I mean, he was married, he had a kid.
He was like, sorry, I really want to have a child. I can't become a priest.
I cannot.
I very much enjoy sex.
God. No, but I think it's different. I mean, I do think also that there is, like, there's a certain school that you go to become a priest rather than just going to school for religion.
Well, I feel like you're probably right, because, I mean, rabbis go to, like, rabbinical school.
Yes.
I like how I know most of this stuff just because of television. Specifically Weeds. Weeds taught me what rabbinical school was.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
Remember when Andy was a priest?
Oh, God. Andy.
Or not a priest, a rabbi. He was trying to become a rabbi.
Oh, Andy. What a disaster of a character. yeah, I mean, it is interesting that, and this was like, I think this was my problem with where Supernatural, the show, went as a show, is that they were like, okay, we're dealing with ghosts, now we're dealing with demons, I guess we have to deal with angels, so I guess God's real, like, it was just kind of like a very, and I was like, you know, I feel like you don't have to believe in God, the Christian God, to believe in ghosts and demons and other things. I certainly don't. I don't know.
Hot take, Supernatural is a low-key, cynical Christian propaganda.
You know what? At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
The end of the show ends with both Sam and Dean getting baptized.
But actually,
that would be really funny if they did do that.
That would be iconic.
Also, if they do that and I don't get paid, I'm gonna be really fucking mad.
And I don't get paid.
If I don't get some coin out of this, I'm gonna be real mad.
I can't believe they're listening to our podcast right now.
I mean, why not? We throw out a lot of ideas. Like, if someone really wanted to just, like, rip off a bunch of our ideas that we threw out there, it would be super
really,
easy.
Yeah, we really should be writing these down. But, again, we didn't bring any pens to hell, so sorry.
And, you know, Derek won't share his.
God, fuck you, Derek. Nah, Derek, I love you. What was I going to say about demons? I would love if there was a show that was, like, about demons. And then I was like, oh, is that what Lucifer is about? Because I haven't watched that at all, but I know you watch that.
I mean, kind of, sort of. It's about the devil and his, like...
He's just the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Lucifer, so, okay. You know.
Yeah. I would love if there was a show that was, like, demons. And it was, like, the hierarchy. You know, it was, like, different...
Well, they kind of have something that's... Well, it's not really a hierarchy per se, but there's that Adult Swim show, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Which is, like...
I've never heard of that.
It's basically, like, demons in, like... Well, they're in hell, and they work in basically an office. And there's, like, cubicles and shit.
No, that's boring.
No, that's boring. I don't like it.
No, I want a show about demons on Earth who are, like, dealing with being demons. Like, it's, like, maybe the central character is... I'm just pitching a show at this point. The central character is, like, one of the chill demons who just wants to, like, hang out and do drugs and is, like, fucking off. And then, I don't know, maybe he gets tangled up in some human shit, and then you see other demons come in and out who are, like, maybe on a higher level than him, and there's demons who are, like, actually evil, and then he's, like, I don't know.
He's, like, middle management, he's trying to work his way up. Not even middle management, he's, like, way, way, way down, and he's trying to work his way up in the demon hierarchy, while,
yeah,
like, the big honchos are at, like, law firms and shit.
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah, no, all the head honchos are, like, politicians.
I'm writing this idea down. This one I like. This one I will keep.
You better credit me, bitch.
I'm gonna write on there. It's like, by Chad, and not Grace.
And definitely not Grace. Who even is that? Yeah, this is good. Let's workshop this. I mean, we're in hell. Let's, you know.
Yeah, should we do some, like, field research, I guess, while we're down
here? We absolutely should. We absolutely should.
But too bad I didn't bring a fucking pen!
That's okay. It's all on this recording, which, thank God. I mean, thank God all of our,
recording equipment fell down with us.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. What a happy coincidence. Thanks, what? Boss.
He was like, I want you to come see me, but I want you to keep working.
Wow. Now that's a realistic version of hell that we can all get by. Am I right, ladies?
Ladies, am I right?
I don't think I've had any thank God I haven't had any contact with, like, demons or malicious spirits or something like that, because, you know,
that's
all where it goes downhill.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, yeah, then your life is just, yeah,
you end up Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I watch those specials, and I don't know why I do this, but I watch those shows, and I just, like, half of me is like, I'm like, no, you're making this up. Like, this is insane. Like, how did this actually happen to you? But I'm like, also, like, who's to say? I guess a demon did come fuck you in your sleep. I don't know.
I mean, I can't dispute it. It's your word against mine, I guess.
Sidebar, I totally came up with a main plot line for our demon show. But let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
totally came up with a main plot line.
Do you know what would be really funny is if...
Yeah.
I want to see, like, an episode of... What are those shows where they, like, go into, like, the behind the scenes? Is, like, True Life or something? Like, I would love to see, like, a True Life... Like, an MTV's True Life of... True Life, I was possessed by a demon. Or True Life, I faked being possessed by a demon.
Oh, yeah, those shows. Yeah, like TLC, right?
Does TLC do it as well? Because, I mean,
MTV has a version of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. It's like a similar show. Yes. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. I bet you there's one out there.
You know what? I want to... I mean, this is completely unrelated, so I'm going to just say it. I'm like, wouldn't it be really funny if they brought back Maid and then be like, Maid, I want to be a Wiccan.
Honestly, me. I have researched Wicca, like, so much under the guise of, like, oh, I'm, like, gonna write about it, or, like, I have a character who's a Wiccan, but I'm, like, honestly, I am just interested in it and would fully do it.
You're like, I'm researching a character. Who's the character? Me. I'm the character.
Me. Me, bitch. If I could commit to anything, which I can't, I would definitely do it. It really, like, to me, like, out of any religion, out of any belief system, it makes the most sense to me, because it just is, like, you're worshiping nature. You're like, you're saying that nature, Mother Nature, is the most powerful thing that exists. And I think that that's true.
All I started thinking about was The Craft just now. That's what I'm gonna do. My Maid episode is Maid, I'm gonna call the Four Corners.
I wanna be Fairuza Balk. Rachel True, anyone?
Anyone out there?
Yeah, I just think it makes so much sense to me. And I really like the very, like, naturalistic witch type. I mean, I really enjoy depictions of witches. You know, like, we talked about this when we talked about Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
How into witches we are.
Yeah.
Just in general. And I love it, but I think...
I mean, I love candles.
Huh?
I love candles.
I love candles.
Get me a lifetime... supply of Yankee Candle.
What if we got sponsored by Yankee Candle?
And then we can become Wiccans!
That's how you become a Wiccan. But, yeah, I think we need more depictions of, like, naturalistic witch culture.
I can agree with that.
That's my hot take.
Do you mean, like, in supernatural shows or just in general?
Yeah, all over, across the board. Yeah, I would love a supernatural show about... I mean, I think Witches of East End, or what was that one? Witches of East End?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did a little bit of the naturalistic stuff, right?
Yeah.
They did, like, potions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have nothing else to say other than, like, I would love to see that, and I also would love to be one.
I would like to see it.
Give me access to the house.
Give me access to your Wiccans. I don't know why I just thought about, well, I guess it was because I was kind of thinking about demons, but I was thinking about, like, I think the closest I've come to, like, yeah, I mean, we've all had sleep paralysis, so it's like, that's the closest we've all gotten is to seeing demons.
I mean, we've all had sleep. That video of Victoria Justice. I think we've all had sleep paralysis.
Have we not? I feel like it's a very common thing, especially with millennials. It's like, we're all just so troubled that we just wake up in the middle of the night and then see a demon in the corner.
Just see our anxieties.
But it's holding, like, a math test, and you're like,
ah! It's your gym teacher from ninth grade. They're like, run laps, bitch.
Time to climb the rope. Time for the presidential fitness test.
Time for group volleyball.
Today I'm splitting you into groups.
God, I love this. What were you gonna say?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about, like, sleep paralysis. I have, like, one very, very, very vivid memory of having sleep paralysis, and it really... That shit really shook me. It was when we were living in one of our other houses. Mm-hmm. And I remember I don't even remember what I watched the night before. I think I maybe watched Insidious or something, sometime within, like, the last couple of days before. And I, like...
So you're already starting off not good.
Yeah. So, which, you know, is another... I'll get into that. Like, there's a lot in that movie that, like, freaks me out just because it's very close to real life. But, gotcha. So I, like, woke up... And, you know, sleep paralysis, you can't fucking move. You just, like, you're conscious and you're awake, but you can't move or speak or do anything. Yeah. So I, like, woke up, I looked around the room, I was just like, why am I awake? And I looked over, like, near my door, and it looked like this tall creature with just, like, these fucking big-ass horns standing in the corner of my room. I was like, what the fuck is that? And it looked like it was staring at me, and it was pointing at me, or, like, oh, about to point at me. And then, like, I got, like, so freaked out that I could feel, like, the nerves in my body, like, kind of trembling or whatever. Like, you know, like, when you get, like, really nervous about something? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that. And then, like, at some point, I eventually was able to, like, get control over my mouth, and I just shouted, and I was like, ah! Because I was like, if I shout something, maybe it'll go away.
Uh-huh.
And I did, like, I didn't, and then all of a sudden it was gone. And I turned the light on, and I was just like, what the fuck was that? Because that was the first time I think that was the first time I had ever really experienced it, or at least remember experiencing it. But I was also in my 20s.
Yeah, that sounds like a demon, dude.
Yeah, it could have been, I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like a straight up case of demon.
This week on BuzzFeed Unsolved.
I'm gonna call demon on this one.
I don't know. That old house could have been haunted. I don't live there anymore, so... Well, that demon can stay there.
See, okay, here's the thing with demons. I think demons just pop in and out, go all over the place. I don't think they're like ghosts, where they'll kind of haunt a place, or be tethered, or be attached to a place. I think demons are... Like I said, they're more chaotic, so they could just, you know, I mean, like, he could have just been paying you a little visit.
Well, I did not appreciate that, and he did not bring, like, I feel like when you first come to someone's house, you're supposed to bring, like, a gift or something.
A casserole?
All he brought me was nightmares.
He should have brought a fucking casserole.
Or a gift bag, like a muffin basket, or, like, that feels customary.
An edible arrangement?
All arrangements are edible arrangements if you try hard enough.
That is not true, and you will end up in the hospital. I feel like I have to say that. just for our listeners at home.
For our Tide Pod eaters out there.
All you fucking idiots out there. Yeah, no, I mean, that's my feeling on demons. It's like, they're just kind of like... bopping around.
Bop, bop, bopping to the top.
You know, like, I feel like, I feel like a lot of times it's like, demons just do the will of the devil, and I'm like, I feel like demons are, like, the devil's, like, children who are just fucking maniacs, and he doesn't know what they do half the time. They're not doing his bidding. They're just out there being fucking maniacs. That's what I feel.
What exactly would be the devil's bidding? Like, what... Like, that's the whole thing with, like, the devil that never made sense to me. It just felt like there was... He never really had any type of end goal or end game or anything. It was just kind of like, meh, whatever.
just to, like, kill Jesus. Right? In that one story, he was like, Jesus, come out in the desert. And Jesus was like, nah.
No, I think Jesus was in the desert, and the devil was like, hey, what's up? And he was just like, go away.
Well, to be
go fair. Away, Tate.
Go away, Tate.
Go away, loser. Go away. You're all I want. You're all I am. Ah, that would be so fun. I can't wait for Passion of the Christ 2 where they do that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, to be fair, the whole Bible is fucking set in the desert because it's the Middle East, so...
So, you know.
But yeah, no, you're right. It was like, they were already in the desert. They were in the desert. And then he saw... Oops.
I want to know the women's perspective of the Bible, where they just... It's just, like, hundreds of pages about how to get sand out of your snatch.
And then you just die.
Kind of combustion.
Raped and die.
And that's the Bible, kids.
And that's the Bible. Can we just do a whole episode where we try to just talk about what we remember from the Bible?
Bible interpretation?
It would be like drunk history, but like with the Bible.
I have, like, a very weird version of the Bible around here somewhere. I have no idea where it is, but I had, like, what was it? It was called, like, a Bible storybook or something, and it was, like, for kids, because my mom bought it for me when I was growing up, and it was, like, it was for, like, you know, intermediate, like, 8 to 14 or whatever the fuck, and I just remember, like, the stories inside, like, it was this big blue book, and it had, like, all of the stories inside of it, and it had, like, illustrations and shit, and it would teach you about the Bible. Mm. So I learned a lot of random stuff out of that, because it was actually weirdly instructional. But I just remember a lot of the stories. I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like I know what you're talking about, though. Like, I feel like I've seen it in churches and, like, CCD classes and stuff.
That weirdly reminds me of this show that used to come on PBS called The Book of Virtue. Book of Virtues? Virtues? Yes, I think so. And, like, the main... Like,
I've never heard of it.
So, it's, like, this book... It was this book show about, like, a bunch
book
of
show?
Animals. Yeah. Because, I mean, Book of Virtues. So, it was a bunch of animals. The main character was this buffalo. And he would, like... pull out this magic book or whatever, and he would tell stories of virtues to these kids who had randomly... I don't know where the fuck these kids came from.
Why was he a buffalo?
I don't know. Why could he talk? I don't know. There was also a falcon who could talk. There were a lot of talking animals, because, you know...
I mean, that's... Yeah. Kids, this sounds Native American to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it was super fucking religious. Because I remember there was a story... They did a story of David and Goliath... Yeah. But I don't know if it was actually super religious or if I'm just remembering that one time where they did an episode of David and Goliath. It could be either or. I don't remember. I'll have to look into this.
Now, but like, okay, but sorry, you saying David and Goliath, that like triggered something and I was like, wait, have I seen this?
Have I seen this? And then I send it to you and you're just like, traumatic nightmares.
Repressed memories come up again.
Repressed memories.
Repressed.
I wish that would happen every time you remembered a repressed memory. It was just this, it just does that, like, 90s voice announcer effect. Repressed memories.
It's like a morning talk show. Wah, 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 repressed memories.
Wait, now, this is reminding me about Insidious. I forgot to circle back to that. Well, the thing with Insidious that really freaked me out was, it was pretty much just the first one. The first one was, like, really creepy. And I remember in the first one, like, the whole, like, main premise is, like, he's trying to get his son back, and his son is, like, in the astral plane, basically, because, like, whenever he goes to sleep, he, like, sleepwalks... Like, dreamwalks or whatever the fuck. Dreamwalks, spiritwalks, whatever. And he, like, he can't control it. So he would, like, do it and be like, oh, I'm just wandering through, because the way that they show it is, like, basically it's, like, your house, like, when you, like, go onto the astral plane, it's, like, your house, but if you go outside, it's, like, pure darkness, unless you get to someplace else that either has, like, a lamppost or something like that, or, like, another house, and I'm, like, no, I don't like that. That's really fucking freaky to me, because I'm, like, I can only imagine, like, one night going to sleep, and then you're just like, oh, I'm gonna get up, and then you're like, actually, I just astral projected, got out of my bed, and you're like, I'm gonna go outside or something, and then you just get lost and can't get back to your fucking body.
Oh my god.
Like, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's also, there were, like, freaky fucking there was a freaky demon in that one.
Freaky demon.
And also this, well, I don't know if that was also the demon or if it was a ghost, but there was, like, this little kid ghost, and he was, like, dancing around to, like, music on a record player, which, you know, honestly, horror movies really know how to, like, fucking get you with, like, horror shit, because they always bring out kids, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I don't hate kids, but...
No, they're creepy.
Yeah, kids are fucking creepy. Like, a lot of the times, they'll be really creepy. And you're like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Especially kids.
It's just extra, like, when you make them creepy, it's extra creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Kids singing out of nowhere? I don't like that.
Yeah. yeah, no. Hard agree.
Hard pass.
Oh, God. I feel like we have been walking forever.
It's true. At least...
Like...
I mean, the office is just up here, thank God. It's been quite the adventure.
Is it? Because, like, we took 7,000 twists and turns. I don't know. It all looks like... To, like, set the scene for you guys, this hallway that we're in, it just basically looks like we're in a giant esophagus, and we're just, like, passing stuff. Just, I mean, that's what it feels like to me. I don't know what you're getting.
It's just offices after office, and it seems like no one knows where the fuck anything is.
Yeah, but it's, like, all gross, and it's just, like...
Yeah. It's very... It's also very moist.
Oh, it's extremely moist.
Like, imagine the air feels like a hot summer day.
Yeah.
But the summer day is someone's breath.
That is exactly what it is.
The Ballad of the Salad. I was talking like that, and I just couldn't help myself.
So loud.
But thank God. The boss's office is right up here.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Giant
I see
door.
It. Oh, wow. Of course he would have that giant red door. He's so fucking full of himself, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's just go in and see what he wants.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah,
hi.
It took us forever to fucking walk here. Thanks for that. You couldn't teleport us?
I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think of this shirt?
What do you mean? This...
What?
The shirt. It's just a shirt.
Okay. You don't think it's too, you know, pretentious?
No?
I mean... Not really, no.
Flamingos? Are those pretentious?
Okay.
Are flamingos pretentious? No? I don't think so. What? How do you?
No, I don't either. I don't think so.
Well, I have a date tonight. I want to look good, you know?
Okay. Well, why are you going on a date? I didn't know demons dated. What? Who does this?
It's
just a normal lady, school teacher, who maybe sold herself to me for a couple bucks. But, you know, I asked her out on a date, and she said yes, so we're going to go get some Thai food.
Oh, I guess demons eat Thai food.
Wow, that's nice. That's very nice.
That's good for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Great for you getting out there.
Yeah.
Getting back on the horse, I guess.
What?
I don't know what to say to him. I, like, can we go home now?
Yeah. Can you just let us go?
Like, this is very long.
You gotta get back to work.
Okay. Thanks for the long walk.
Working.
And nothing. I love it. We walk all the way down here, just for him to ask us some fashion advice. I guess because we're the only gays who work here.
First of all, that can't be true. Secondly, I love how it's like I'm gonna summon you, but then you're gonna walk all this way to my office. He can't just summon us straight to his office. Like,
yeah, it's so stupid. And look over there. There's a fucking elevator. Why couldn't we have just taken the elevator?
There it is. See, you know, this... because where's the fun in that?
This place is the worst. I hate this place.
You know, I have a strange fondness for it.
You know what? Let's just take the elevator and let's get back to the office.
Yeah, let's get back, because, oh, God. I mean, the smell.
So we're back. We're back in the regular office.
I almost just spit out my damn water. Oh, God. Wow. It's great to be back above the surface.
I agree. It's not moist, and that's the upside.
It's very dry. It's great.
But, on the downside, I think our office may now be haunted.
You know, I always thought that to begin with, so.
True. I can also agree with that, because I too feel as though I'm being haunted.
Just all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're haunted by Blues Traveler.
That is true. Oh, you know what? I was in the car with my mom the other day, and it came on, and it really, like, I'm not kidding you, it took me, like, a full minute. I was, like, humming along with it, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, shit, it's that song. And my mom was like, yeah, this song. And I was like, no, this song. You don't understand.
You don't understand, mom. Remember that span of time where, like, you would get up and leave your computer and leave your Spotify open, and I would just cue that and Tears for Fears up?
Tears for Fears, yeah.
Just to fuck with you?
Oh, God.
Wait, was it Tears for Fears or Blues Traveler? I can't remember.
No, it was, well, it started with Tears for Fears, and then a couple times you threw Blues Traveler in there. I just remember the first time it happened, I really was freaked out. I was like, oh my God. But then when I caught on to what was actually happening, every time after that, I was like, fuck you, James.
Well, we like to have fun.
Oh, God, we really do.
So what's the haps for next time?
Oh, God, next time. Next time.
Should we just
you're
do...
You're the worst.
Aya Cash will be
here. Aya Cash is here.
Maybe we should just do our Bible episode next time.
I was fully joking. Next week we're gonna fully pitch our show about demons.
And hopefully the boss will pick it up.
Next week we're going to do a table read of our pilot about demons.
Our demon pilot.
Oh my God. Actually, we should do an episode where we do, like, a table read.
Oh, that'd be fun. Of what, though?
I don't know. Let's pick something. That would be super... I think that would be really fun.
Are we gonna do some... Should we do something, like, really out there, or...
Yeah, let's just... I don't know. Let's just pick something random.
Okay. I love how we discuss this on air.
Every week, man. Every week.
Just a full plan out. This is like, you should all listen to our brainstorming session.
I feel like this is just our bit now. We just figure out what we're doing for the next week.
But, you know, as always, thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks for joining us in hell, you guys.
Yeah,
what
thanks,
a treat.
Thanks for coming on our walk with us. I hope you all got the cardio in that you needed.
Yeah, got those steps, those footsteps, those Fitbits.
Yeah, just
Pokemon
hold your
goes.
Hold your Fitbit up to. Oh shit, that reminds me. I need to check my Pokemon Go.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.